Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, Wet Wet Wednesday. You know what it is. Not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. This is not something new, but it should get you in the mood. Got some more sexy music coming up for you. Stick with me, DJ E Monster. Yeah.
But we had something special since we shared our first kiss. How could I forget it? Never felt love like this. No, no, you understand my day-to-day life can get all so crazy. You say the word, I'm with it, babe. I'll ride with you, no maybe. We've got a chemistry. Nobody do it like you. Can nobody do it like you. Can nobody do it like you.
Conversation along with some sexy music, you know what I mean? Something to add to your lovemaking arsenal. So you know how I always do it in the beginning? I do a double play. Everybody loves it back to back. So check it out. This is Kissy Lee. This is called Close the Door. Call me up, 563-999-3411. I don't even think my co-hosts are going to be here tonight. So let's not make it kind of like podcast masturbation. Help me out.
I just wanna see if you can change my way. I got bad habits, if you show me how to act, I'll cook some tacos and clean the kitchen. If you give me that feeling, babe, I wanna feel it. I'll stay in the house like that. You could keep me throwing it back, let us see you got it back.
You got it, you got it back, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Baby, I'm just trying to do right, right. So get it for me tonight, oh, yeah.
Kissy Lee, it's called Close the Door on a Wet, Wet Wednesday, where we play sexy music, mainly only R&B. You know what I mean? We got our sexy conversation. We got a lot going on tonight. I got some Tank coming up for y'all. I got some Tory Lanez coming up for y'all. But it's going to be real sexy, like, real sexy. Tonight, we talking about foreplay and toys. Do they go together? That's what we talking about. And also sex toys. Why do we scare some men away? That's what we gonna do tonight. So I'm DJ E Monster. Don't forget our new webpage is themonstars.com. That's right. You can catch that monstars.com. So I got this Tory Lanez coming up for y'all up next. Like I said, it's all sexy music around here. So don't forget, hit me up on all social media, DJ E Monster. And let's see, hopefully my co-host will be calling in here soon, because I'm telling y'all, it's starting to feel like a little bit of, what do they say, radio masturbation when it's just you. It is what it is.
Tory Lane.
Analyzing
Jagged
sound.
Edge.
Stand
this
clear.
Is called The Trade. Wet, wet Wednesday.
Check for pulse. No shock advised. Analyzing now. Stand clear.
Feels like forever I've been waiting. Waiting just to get you back. Yeah, yeah. You've been moving stingy with your tongue. Knowing that I put it all on your hands. Put on them fucking secrets, girl, and work it for me. Like I know you got that clean, but you get dirty for me.
With no pulse, start CPR.
Never felt like I feel, and I'll fuck you right out here. You fucking right out here. I'll make it so no one could ever fuck you like I will. I know you're tight for real. I know you like to feel all of the things I said I won't do, but tonight I will. All the tendency and more easy get me right for real. No one said it was easy to feel how you like to feel. Well, I'm your type for real. You know the hype is real. You know my situation. You got these bitches hating. You just tell me, see when. Jumping through these obstacles to find my way in. And it ain't no usher, but I'm a superstar. Now come get this and I'll show you who you are. When we take our time.
Wet, wet Wednesday. We do have a disclaimer around here. We do not pay podcast child support. If y'all make a baby, that's on y'all. Tank WWJD. We open up the lines after this. Talk with me. Talking about foreplay and sex toys. Wet, wet Wednesday. Talking like a dog.
Reaching out my head. Trying to make you understand. But you don't have to be alone. You don't have to be alone. alone. You don't have to be 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 alone. Baby, can we get along? You don't have to be alone. Good night. I want you by. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be alone. Good night. I feel like I could be a medicine. Oh yeah, yes, I can. I can change the vibe in your environment. Oh yeah, yes, I can. Say I put you in the bed, you're lying in. Oh yeah, yes, I can. Don't keep me waiting too long. Don't keep me waiting too long. Oh, girl, get over here, get at me. Oh yeah, yeah. I bet I can make you happy. Oh yeah, yeah. Anything you want, just ask me. Don't keep me waiting too long. Don't keep me waiting too long. My head, trying to make you understand that you don't have to be alone. No, you don't have to be. You don't have to be alone. 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 Baby, can we get along? You don't have to be alone. Night. I want you by. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be alone. Good night. I want you by. You don't have to be alone. Cause I feel like I could be your medicine. Get a dose of my potion on you. How you feeling better than you ever been? Cause I feel like I could be your medicine. Knock you out and bring you back from the dead again, babe. Girl, get over here, get at me. Oh, yeah. I bet I can make you happy. Oh, yeah. Anything you want, just ask me. Don't keep me waiting too long. Don't keep me waiting too long. Oh, I've been reaching out my head, trying to make you understand that you don't have to be alone. Oh, you don't have to be. You don't have to be alone. 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 Baby, can we get along? You don't have to be alone.
Yeah. You don't have to be alone on a Wednesday night. That's some new thing. It's called WWJD. We about to get into our conversation here in just a moment. If you want to call and join in, eavesdrop, listen in private, do what you got to do. Go to the whip, go to the garage, 563-999-3411. You got to press 1 if you want to talk, though, or you can just listen in private. Either way, you'll greatly appreciate it. So I think I got Miss Jazzy B over here. Is that you tonight, Mama? Hello.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What's up?
What's good, Jazzy? What's good? What's good? You sound real low, though. I don't know. Maybe it could be my line. Not for sure. Not for sure. But I go ahead and start setting it up. So basically, you know, what we're talking about tonight is foreplay, like, period. I mean, we talked about foreplay in the past, just period. You know what I mean? We said, like, how it's almost like a lost art. You know what I mean? Some people, they just dive into it today. They don't really go through the romantic process like they used to. You know what I mean? Not everybody, but it's not like it used to be. You always see people out courting and things, but, you know, this is a little beyond that. But so, foreplay and toys. Okay. Now, first of all, before we get to that part, it's unbelievable. She had posted in the Monsters Radio group. she put in there, the soul of me speaks wants to know, masturbation, is it good for you as sex is? You dig? Now, it goes into play because, you know, when you play with toys, it's almost like masturbating and having sex at the same time. I mean, I could be wrong. But I'm just saying that's what it seems like to me. So one of the things that it says here is, and I'll read them all off as the show goes along, but one says it's extremely healthy and satisfying. By increasing libido, relieving stress, and helping you sleep better, it also helps relieve sexual frustration. I know quite a few of them things I always need. You dig? Maybe I should, nothing. And I also got a picture up here. This picture is crazy. Now, I don't know if you've seen this, Jazzy, but it's got like a 6-piece spiral dildo set. It says, is that what douche? Okay. It got like a power drill with all these little different head pieces on it. This has got to be a practical, it's like in a store. This is, has to be a practical joke. I'm hoping it is. This, could it be real? I don't know. But,
I done been inside the store. I done seen some crazy stuff.
I mean, do they really got like wild toys?
Yes. Yes. It's real.
Mhm. Like, I mean, I'm not going to stunt like I ain't never been in a sex store or nothing. I have. I mean, but I ain't seen nothing too extravagant. You know what I mean? Nothing to make me go too wow.
I've seen some crazy stuff. I have. I've seen some stuff like, what the is this?
Okay. Okay. So yeah. So I guess that bringing it into the topic, you know what I mean, foreplay and toys. I mean, I think it can be a good thing. Always when you introduce something interesting into the bedroom. You know what I mean? Hopefully it's exciting for both of y'all. You know what I mean? Like, and I think a lot of times people think like, when people say toys, they only think of a dildo.
It could be.
Like, that's the only one.
As, it depends on the person, really. Because, you know, you can mm-hmm. if you're a man, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like
right.
Toys
and- Well, I mean, I'm not, I can't relate too much, but I can understand. I mean, some men could be insecure, you know what I mean? I mean, you brought in a motherfucking little machine. You think that's a little machine? I mean, I watch them, this all I got. You dig? A long stroke and a little back roll. That's about it. I can't fuck with that. I mean, what am I going to do? I mean, of course he's going to be intimidated. You dig me? I like a challenge. I'm going to try to outwork that motherfucker. But I'm just saying, I understand why somebody could be intimidated by one. You know?
I mean, I understand.
So, I mean, I know you usually have some topics, too, that we talk about. What do you got so far tonight?
No, I'm going to tell you a fun fact that I learned today watching this Animal Channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a spider that if it bites men, it causes them to be erect for a long period of time. And scientists are taking the spider venom and trying to use it for erectile dysfunction.
Wait. Skirt! As Migos would say, skirt! You said they trying to take spider venom.
Yeah.
That when the spider bites you, it makes you erect for a long time.
It's only men. Only when it bites men, it causes them to be erect for a long period of time.
Okay. I'm just going to play the next track, Angelica Villa. All I do is for you, because I'm just going to say, I know one of the side effects is you're going to be skeeting like Spider-Man wrist. That's all I'm going to say, fellas. Don't try that new shit. Don't do it, bro. Yo, dick have a knot in it.
I just can't deny you. said and done, remember one thing, you finally got it right.
My bad about that break. I thought my mic was on and it wasn't. In between them tracks. So, all right, that was BBD. That's called Finally featuring SWV. I always love how you can go back to the heavy hitters when you really want to get it done. You call an OG. You dig? I'm just saying. If the OG can't get it done, then it's just broke. So, all right, we're bringing it back with Jazzy B. That's Jazzy B3000 on social media. So, all right, Jazzy. So, we talking about sex toys and foreplay. That's what we're talking about tonight. So, like I said, I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, uh-oh, what was the other one?
What is your favorite body part and why?
Oh, favorite body part and why. There we go. I knew there was something else. All right, let me see. All right, well, why don't you go ahead and set that one up while I find some backup music.
Oh, yeah, so let's y'all marinate on this while we finish talking about our sex toy topic. The question is, what is your favorite body part, and why is it your favorite body part?
So what is your favorite body part, and why is that your favorite body part?
Yeah.
And I just can't say the whole body, that don't count.
I just can say the whole body. But you know, I really want you to be specific. What is the
specific? One, yeah, yeah. That is kind of bullshit. I hate when people do that on social media. You be like, pick one or the other, most. You punk. You did not follow directions.
They be like,
well, I would have to say, right, right. I would have to say my favorite body part, I would have to say it would have to be hips. I like hips. Yeah, it's just what it, I love that curve. It's just hips. Usually you've got some hips, you got a booty. Not always. But yeah. Yeah, not always. But yeah, I love me some hips. Right at the dip. Right. Hello. Oh shit. So yeah. So what's your favorite body part and why? Yeah. So that's basically it. You know what I mean? I just love curves. I love curves. That's why I like women. I love women with curves. I'm not really attracted to women that are shaped like men, because some are. It is what it is. There's nothing wrong with your shape. That's just not for me. It is. It's just not for me. And I know if you got some hips, use a woman, or at least in my era, I knew you was a girl and not a boy. You dig, trying to play some funny shit. But now in today's era, we going to leave that alone. But you get what I'm saying. But, yeah, me, I'm a hip guy. You know what I mean? So, what's your, what about you? What's your favorite body part and why?
Well, I don't want to be a pervert. I have like three different body parts that I love. That would be the main nipple. I love that one. And then, you know, I love eyes, because, you know, when you look in people's eyes, eyes cannot lie. Eyes can tell you a whole story.
Mm-hmm.
So I love eyes. And then, you know, I love chest. I love chest. Muscles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just something sexy, you know. And then I like women's bodies too. You know, I'm like a hip and a boob person.
You said in what?
I like women's bodies too. I'm like a hip and a boob person. I love boobs.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So, all right, so check it out. We do have a caller hitting in. They just hit in, so I'm not for sure if they know. We talked about maybe they were listening online or something, but let's check it out, see who it is. 612-275. We see you push that one button to go live. Who we got on the air? Hello.
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 Oh, there we go. Yep,
oh, I didn't
you.
Know. I just tuned in. I really wasn't listening to what the show topic was.
Oh, okay.
So I just
it's all good.
To tune in.
Yeah.
Our first topic was about sex toys. And
sex toys?
And masturbation. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, sex toys.
I mean, like while you're doing it, or like what?
Yeah, basically, you know, what I mean, sex toys and foreplay. Whether it either be like, you know, one person watches another person, they join in, or whatever. However, it's all up to the person how far they go with it. But you know, what I mean, it's just about sex toys. You know, because how the topic came about was, you know, throughout last year, you know, it came up a lot about, you know, people about sex toys and da-da-da. And some guys would say, you know, they didn't like it, so on and so forth. So, you know, some people said they was really into it. So, you know, we was asking the question, you know, what is it with, you know, sex toys and foreplay? I mean, and why does it scare some in a way?
I saw your post about men and, well, I made a comment about men and sex toys. I did see that post about a month ago. I thought it would, like, intimidate a man, but I guess it depends on the man. I actually know some friends that are into toys that are male.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So not everyone.
I mean, I know you can't go into too elaborate. You dig? But do you know if it was like, because, you know, a lot of times people think that when people say sex toys, that it's just like a dildo and that's about it. But no, there's all kinds of things. I mean, there's like, what, cock rings and all kinds of other things.
It's like a playground.
Right.
Well, I've been in sex
matter
world,
of fact,
and I've got questions in there about the toys, so.
Because
I'm inquisitive.
Right. Yeah, matter of fact, Unbelievable had posted.
I didn't know
butt
plugs
she had posted
were that
one.
Big.
You say what?
They had something that were shaped, you know, those instant cones, like back in the day, but they had different sizes, like huge ones. And I was like, what is this? And I held it up, right? Because it was like madness. I could put it in the palm of my hand. I was like, what is this? They said a butt plug. I didn't hear them the first time, so I said it again. What is this? Butt plug. So, but it was huge. And I didn't know people were sticking stuff in their bodies like that. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people are pretty
surprised.
Wild today. Yeah.
Well, that's what it was for, too, but I don't.
Yeah.
Huh?
So they got fisting, they got bottles, all kinds of things nowadays. It's like crazy. I've seen it. Hey, don't judge me. Pray for me. I've seen a video of my foot, his whole foot. So, yeah. Yeah, a foot.
Wow.
I have seen some crazy videos too, Iman. So I actually seen a guy having a sex with a snake one time. And I was like, what? Like,
right.
I just don't be
like,
understanding.
What?
Like,
but would a foot be considered a toy?
Oh,
No.
Imagine the yoga that goes into that.
No, I was just saying that because you're talking about like the size of the butt plug. It was so big.
Right. Man, there's work put into that. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, so, but like I was telling Jazz, I mean, I could see why sometimes some guys can be intimidated. You know what I mean? Like I said, you know, it's a damn machine. When it comes
well,
to, you know, like a lot of stuff y'all got is a lot of the vibrating, battery-operated material. Not all of it.
How about a man that's really in tune with the fact that he may be overly small?
And that's what I was getting at before. Miss Unbelievable, now that's the perfect time to do it because, you know, some women, you know, they like the clitoris stimulation. Some women like deeper penetration stimulation. But she had actually posted a picture because she had brought this damn thing up a couple weeks ago, I think it was. And basically it was like a it was a strap on, but it was for a guy, not like, you know, usually you think of a strap on, you think it's for a girl to, you know, a girl and girl. But no, this is for a guy. It actually straps on his penis. Now, I don't know if you want to call it Robocock. I don't know what you want to call it. But it's on him. And it makes him big enough for her. And at the same time, he can feel good on the inside of it. You did? So, I don't know what to call it. But, you know, I really don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah. So that would help. But I think you brought a good point. I mean, if you're small, yeah, the what you call it will work perfect for you because it helps with the clitoris stimulation and all those type of things. And I mean, is that
I'm
really
just saying,
like the
there's
only
a
thing
certain type
be
of energy
on?
That's exchanged though that's not exchanged with toys.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm with you on that.
I'd rather you desire me than a toy anyway. I'm just saying. That's how I used to think about it when I was younger. It is when it was intimidating. I used to be like, well, damn, what you need that extra one for? Shit, you got USDA beef right here. The fuck? You know, but as I got older, you know what I mean? I understand now, you know what I mean? And I think I understand now because, you know, there's times in people's life where they're single for a while, you know, and everybody got needs. You know, a man might touch himself, a woman might touch herself. Somebody use, you know, a little extra sometimes. They need a little spark. So, you know, now I'm at the age where I understand and, you know, it can be incorporated, but when I was younger, oh, hell no, hell to the no. What the fuck do you need that for?
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't have all the shit. I don't think they had all the stuff they got today. Either that or I just wasn't messing with real freaks back then. I'm just saying. Because I don't think they had, like, the little rabbits and all that little stuff back then. You know what I mean? If she would
have
pulled that out,
I
probably would have rolled with it. But the only thing I knew of back then was the ones you see on the movies and Animal House movies and shit. Fucking goddamn.
They had them.
15-footers.
You know they had them here. Sex World has been a huge building all our lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, I just didn't know people freaking out back then. So.
That's funny. That's good, though.
All right. So let's see. Yeah, and then the other topic was, what was it, Jazzy? Favorite body part and why?
Yes.
The other part was, I didn't quite hear you.
What's your favorite body part and why?
Your favorite body part and why?
On who? Me or the opposite? Attraction.
The opposite.
Hmm.
to sound like trouble. Smile. Or flashback.
Smile. I mean, it's hard to jump from toys to a smile, but, you know, I'll do it right now. That's actually, yeah. Hands. I like hands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, what about, what's it about the hand?
It tells a lot about a man. You actually don't look at their feet. You look at their fingers and their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Never failed me.
I never thought about that.
I found out a long time ago that the feet thing was totally wrong. That was a lie, because I know niggas with
I know people with little feet.
I know men with you know, big feet, and then, you know, small feet.
I think God really only gives you enough to hold in the size of the hand that you
Even wow. Okay.
Okay. No, you good. You good. I'm glad both of y'all is on the same page, because I was totally lost. Now I get what you're saying about the hands, the size of the hand. Okay. Now I get it. That's probably what my problem was when I was younger. It is, but I did not get it. I thought you were saying, like, you know, like I always, like me, I always had a saying, like, you look at a woman's feet, you know what I mean? Because you could tell, to me, like, you know, if her feet are built banged up, she go to club a lot, you know, get it, equal thought, whatever. So I thought you were saying, like, you know, you look at his hands, he's a working man, he, you know what I mean? He got something going on, but no, hell to the no. He only gave you enough to put in your hand. Give you enough to put in your hand. Wow. All right. I get it. Oh, shit. That's fucked up. Why? Later, I'll be starting, like, checking with my hand. Like, is it real? Is she bullshit? It is what it is. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back.
Just measure from your palm to your fingertips.
Look what you done did, CJ. Oh, snap. No, you know what? I was going to play this, but I'm not. Nope, I'm not going to play Boot Up. Nope, not tonight. I'm going to play some hometown talent. Where's this damn Finesse and T-Lace at? Let's see. I'm going to play some hometown talent. So, Wet Wednesday adult conversation. As y'all can tell, I need saving because, yeah, I'm, like, lost over here. This is called Tonight, Finesse and T-Lash from the Twin Cities. Real R&B, or just R&B. Monsters Radio.
Shower, you said you'll be on your way. I'm gonna keep it hot and wet for you, babe. Cause I know just how you like it, and I got something exciting in store. Knocking at the door, greeting you in nothing but a towel on. Follow me into the kitchen. And you know I made dinner, but I'd rather skip straight to dessert. It's sweet and irresistible, the mood is right. All we're missing is an HD device. Turn on the red light, you can call it special. Tonight I'm gonna cater to you. We're gonna make a movie tonight. We're gonna record.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah,
replay.
Ooh, ah. be all in no cost. Cause tonight you wear a real boss. Yeah. Now baby, take a load off. Girl, just take a load off. Baby, take a load off. Girl, just take a load off. Yeah. Oh.
Vanessa Tilley from the Twin Cities. If you are in the Twin Cities, try to make sure you get out and go to some open mics or just some events that got some upcoming artists, because that's how we control our music scene. So, all right, make sure you get out and do that. So we're going to bring it back. Wet, Wet Wednesday, sexy conversation. We are almost at the end of our show. So, all right, we do got CJ with us. So, all right. Did we have something else to talk about? I know I did want to ask CJ what you thought about this new plan they got for this new drug. But I want to see if y'all had something else y'all wanted to talk about first.
Well, you were talking about open mics. AK has the open mic tonight at, and has, it's a prize for $250 at Red Sea. So
that's what's up.
To put that
that's
out
what's
there.
Up.
Yeah.
Right. And now, if you're an artist and you are listening, now the great thing, especially like this would be a reason why if this is your first time going there, you may not have very many fans, whatever, whatever, right? I know you're like, why would I want to go to contest? Nah, nah, nah. This is why you want to go and mess with AK. When AK does these shows, you want to get on the stage whether you win or not. There's going to be a lot of people there, come up, people that are really into music, the music scene, they're fair. As long as you get up there and you do your thing well, you're going to get a round of applause. You're going to sell merchandise, all that stuff. So, hey, like she said, AK got it going on tonight. It don't matter if you win or lose. You want to be on his stage because it's popping, and it's going to be popping where he's at tonight. I'm just saying. Little radio tip for y'all. But all right. Was there anything else we gonna put out here?
Huh. I didn't have anything else to say about that topic. I wasn't gonna give out all my secrets.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but,
you gonna hold something back?
Mm. No, there's some things I've done. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole different topic. Like, let's see. I'm not going to say I haven't sent a body part to a man, but I will confess that I went on Pornhub, screenshot it, and sent it.
Okay. That could be a topic.
That's a whole totally different topic. Yeah. I mean, if it's someone who's never seen it in the first place, what do they have to compare it to here?
Nothing. That is, you're absolutely correct.
I did it.
You're getting lower and lower, Jazz. Right. Okay. I mean, I get it. I mean, I've been asked for them. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie. I have asked for them. Take all video. It is what it is.
All men
I
have.
I want to know.
All men have. That's what men do.
Women do it too.
I
want to
say, no, we don't. But
let's be fair. Women do it too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
because believe me, I've been asked more times than I have asked. I'm just going to say it like that. I've been asked more than, you know what I mean, than I have asked for them.
You know why you get asked?
I don't believe that.
Why?
Because your name is Monster.
Well, you know, me, I mean, I always was like, you know, if I don't ask, then they won't ask. And, you know, I mean, like I said, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not going to say I never did it. You know what I mean? I got a whole song called Sexting, and that's what it starts out about, sending pics and videos, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, real life shit, right?
Right.
But I'm not really trying, but it's like selective few. I ain't trying to be a part of somebody's catalog. And believe me, I know some women out there got a catalog. Cause they be out there, I got that. Like, why are you telling me though? Like, I don't care. I'm sure it's no. I don't want to see. Man, what the fuck wrong with you? And then I'm thinking, what the hell wrong with him? Like, is that just what you do? You just send them out like that? Just how you doing?
Someone video chatted me playing with themselves.
Huh?
Someone video chatted me playing with themselves. Random person.
Oh,
didn't even know him.
See? I'm envious. I don't get no shit like that. I don't get requests like that. It is what it is. But, hey, I'm not going to lie, though.
Wait a minute. There were no words spoken. Huh. That's a request. it was just going. I didn't, you know, no face. Just a penis in a hand rubbing
it. Just came in your inbox.
The video came on, but it was continuous ringing. So I was like, okay, I know that because, you know, I have a lot of followers. So I said, I know, you know, I don't know this person. Why are they blowing me up? Did I post an ad? What did I, you know, about some music or something? Maybe they're interested. So I answered it, and nope, dick in the hand. So...
Man, I wish you had opened up with this at the beginning. Because, oh, snap, we got like, what, 15 seconds? Oh, gosh. I want to go in on this one. Oh, Lord. I couldn't imagine just like, hello? Wait, hello? What the?
Wait, I was with someone we know, though.
Oh. You talking about sitting next to
me? I was with someone that were blowing me up. I was with someone that we, as a mutual friend of ours, and I was like, I don't know who this is. I don't answer these calls. Let me answer it. Dick in his hand.
Bing.
Like, oh, my God.
Hello.
She saw it. I'm going to tell you who it is when we get off the air. She was there.
I'm going to go all out. I mean, I didn't even explain that. I mean, what's your first words? Like, wait, I didn't ask for this. No. this is not a normal thing.
I mean, we don't do this all the time. To that person and was like, OMG, they're jacking off. Look at this shit. Right? She was like, I don't want to see that stuff. I was like, I don't either. Quit, call back. Right? I can't make this up.
Oh, hell to the no.
I have a witness.
Okay.
yeah.
Well, we got
you may know the person that I take that back. You may actually know the person. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nope. That actually called.
Wow. See, my story was I thought my story was crazy. Today I was with somebody one time. You know, somebody was like, "Oh, I guess they got a phone call." I was like, "Oh, and I want to know if we can phone chat." While wait, what? The kind of bullshit is that? You want to phone chat with somebody?
My imagination is that not that it's vivid, but it's not that colorful when it comes to that type of stuff.
Ooh, mine is. Listen.
Huh. Okay. We at the end of the show. That's a great way to end it, though. I'm just saying. It's on the wow factor. I mean, can you? But I ain't gonna lie though. As long as it was a female, I wish that would happen to me. It is what it is. I'm not nasty. I just need to be prayed for. So, all right, y'all. Tomorrow night at the Comedy Cafe. Well, there are no menus, but you will be served what your ass deserves. Remember, call in. Don't get 30 days for putting your hands on somebody because they bogus. Just call in and put their ass on blast. So, all right, y'all got any last words before we up out of here?
Good night. No, not so much. I had fun, though. The beautiful host on here.
Right. Thank you. Right.
Thank you,
Mom. Mom would be like, it is. What you got, Jen?
I don't have much. Just spread the love. Just spread the love. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Maybe we can talk about it next time, but on the way out of here, I'm just going to say, CJ, the other thing was Jazzy said that they got some type of spider they have found somewhere, and when the spider bites people, it makes men erect all day long or for a long time. So they trying to figure out how they can put that in a pill and give it to men. All I'm going to say is the side effect got to be when you nut, it's skeet like Spider-Man's wrist. Just all everywhere. Just web everywhere.
Get the heck out of here.
I'm going to go find it, and I'm going to post it.
Get a bunch of spiders to bite you.
Right. See, that's that weird shit again.
Call them prick spiders.
I hope y'all have a good night. We gonna get out of here. It's live, ain't no scripts. Peace.